بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were in this chapter of meditating of the presence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and that a person should try and develop this quality that he is Allah conscious at all times. With regard to that, we read the hadith where Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, who was at that time just 10 years old, and gave him this great, great lessons of having the conscience of Allah Ta'ala at all times. So this is a thing that we should work towards, and one of the best ways to acquire that is the 5 times namaz. If we from the beginning we try and develop and bring the conscience of Allah Ta'ala in us, from As-Salaamu Allahu Akbar, the writer As-Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. If we make this effort, it will come easily. Besides that, actual dedicated efforts are the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, and more better under the supervision of a shaykh, etc. And there are many other ways by which everyone in the ummah can also develop this and work and bring it within one. Further we read with regard to this hadith, the explanation. If we examine this hadith carefully, we will realize that it encourages us to hand over all our affairs to Allah Ta'ala, because no being other than Allah Ta'ala can truly benefit or harm humankind. So it teaches us also this full trust in Allah Ta'ala, to know that Allah is the sole creator, controller. Everything is just in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody has got any power whatsoever. Even to make a signature, it is without the tawfiq of Allah, it's not possible. To blink an eye, nobody can do that without the permission of Allah. So this also should come into us to understand the absolute qudrat, power, control of Allah Ta'ala, and that we turn ourselves solely to Him. In addition, the hadith forbids people from asking from anyone other than Allah Ta'ala, as all the treasures of this world and the hereafter are in His controls. And also we should realize that we should not really beg from anyone else. And asking somebody for help, etc., you ask somebody for a loan, etc., you ask somebody for directions, this is quite in order. But of course, this also must be done, that it can only be achieved, whatever we are doing, by the help of Allah Ta'ala. That to use asbab is sunnat, but to trust in asbab, that they, the doers of things, that is shirk, and that is associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. So we are permitted to ask anyone else, we ask somebody to make dua for us, we ask somebody to do this for us. That is quite in order, but in the heart of a mu'min, it must be fully settled that this is, or it can only happen, by the will of Allah Ta'ala. And we find that amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they explicitly explained this, that I'm asking you, first I ask Allah, in whose control is everything, and then in His name I'm asking you for this loan, I'm asking you for this assistance. So that realization, at times we must make it clear and manifest. By Abdul Wahhab rahmatullah alayhi of Raiwin used to say that whenever we take our medicine, then refresh this in our mind, that the medicine can't do anything for us. It's only by the will of Allah Ta'ala that the effect of it can take place. When we open our shops, whatever our source of income is, refresh this intention that the shop, whatever my job, cannot give me my rozi. Allah alone is the giver of rozi. To use asbab is quite in order. We want to travel from point A to B, we use a motor car. And we say, I came by car, the car brought me. But in actual fact, there also we should realize the actual doer is only Allah Ta'ala. in that same little trip that we made, Allah, if there was an accident, if there was the car got stuck or something, if there was a hijacking, anything could happen. So it's only by the will of Allah Ta'ala, a mu'min must have that embedded in his heart. And at the same time, we are allowed fully to use asbab also. But never must the yaqeen be on the asbab. Ulama have explained that one of the reasons for associating ease with difficulty is that one may develop the true tawakkul, trust in Allah Ta'ala. Because at times when all other avenues to be closed, one is inclined to turn sincerely to Allah Ta'ala, and this is the essence of tawakkul. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that in our lives, everyone individually, collectively, we go through good conditions also, we go through difficult conditions also. And one of the reasons Allah Ta'ala has explained, when good conditions come, we should not attribute it to ourselves. I did this, because I planned this, I arranged this, I had this connection. But rather make shukr to Allah at such times. And that Allah, you gave me this, whichever ni'mat, and even more better and higher, that I don't deserve it in the least, but you have given it out of your mere soul, kindness and your mercy. And when difficult conditions come, then we turn to Allah Ta'ala. Then we should not lose hope and become helpless, become despondent, go in a depression, but we should turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So those conditions also Allah has brought, and especially when we see when the asbab, doors of asbab are closed also. The doctors also say we cannot help the patient, we can't do anything, take your patient home. We make ta'weez, we go to amils, they also say we can't understand, we don't know what is happening. Then a person turns to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah brings such conditions also that because then a person has to turn to Allah, and then he realizes nobody can help but Allah. And fortunate is that person who before going through this condition, he understands that Allah alone is the doer, and he puts his full trust only in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ulama explained that unlike the protected tablet, the evil actions recorded by the malaika in one's book of deeds may be deleted when a believer repents. This is also the great mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that the malaika, kiram and katibin, who are sitting on our shoulders, writing down our good deeds on the farishta on the right and our evil deeds on the left. And when they leave, when the shift is finished, Fajr and Asr time, now it's written down and they are gone with it. But Allah has still left the door of Tawbah open. Even though it's recorded there, it's final, it's an entry that is made, but by making sincere Tawbah, it gets cancelled from there. And ulama have explained also that what is written in our taqdeer, normally we understand that there can be no change. But it comes in the hadith that dua changes taqdeer also. Taqdeer is not above Allah Ta'ala. Taqdeer does not control Allah Ta'ala. So we can still make dua and Allah will change the taqdeer. If, particularly our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to make dua, that if my su'e khatima, bad ending is written for me, then I beg you, O Allah, change it into a good ending for me, that I have my maut on iman, on kalima, etc. So whatever accidents may be written in our lives, other misfortunes and mishaps may be written in our taqdeer, but with dua we can change it. So a person should never be neglectful of dua, and with dua Allah will change that taqdeer also. So Allah give us all tawfiq that we turn to Allah Ta'ala, correct our iman and yaqeen, which is the most important. It must not be blemished with shirk. Very easily when we do things for name and fame, it is also a sort of shirk. And when we do things, trusting in other things, in other people besides Allah, and we feel they are the doers, that is also shirk. Allah grant us true tawfiq of tawheed. And for the people who had this full trust in Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be forgiven without any reckoning also. For a person who comes with pure tawheed, Allah will forgive him without any reckoning and enter him into Jannah. May Allah, out of His kindness and mercy, bless us with that iman, our families and all our contacts, and Allah keep us in the correct frame of mind with regard to our iman and Islam, and let it enter into the crevices of our heart. Not just be on our tongues, not just what we have heard, not just on our brains, and not just on the top and outer part of the heart, but deep in the crevices of the heart, that we can die, but that iman does not separate from us. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.